We have some breaking news, relatively speaking. A program that can search words in digitized Yiddish books is about to be unveiled. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, the software developer is a benevolent engineer in France who took an interest in his family history, and a random online search led him to Amherst, Massachusetts.
Thousands of Yiddish books, plays, newspapers, and other items from the last couple of centuries are online. More than 10,000 through the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. And as Amber Clooney well knows, she's the center's digital librarian, the ability to search these items is limited.
This is our website. This is what we can search by now.
Right now, words can only be searched in titles. Using a Yiddish keyboard that appears on screen, Clooney types in the word sig, Yiddish for goat. Three titles come up.
This is the one.
Switching screens over to a beta version of what will be a new search engine.
And on the Joker site, we can search anywhere in the text of the book.
Joker is an acronym for Java Optical Character Recognition. Using Joker, Clooney searches SIG again. Apparently goats are mentioned often in Yiddish writing. More than 6,000 references pop up.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Maybe not on par with Google's new quantum computer, but according to the center, several computer scientists, Yiddish scholars, this is the most comprehensive Yiddish word search engine yet, almost ready to be used by the public. Writing word search software is complex in any language. For Yiddish, many of the documents are old, they're stained. Software can easily misread what it thinks are characters. And building a digital dictionary for a language that has migrated across continents over centuries would take a very long time.
And it was going to be inordinately complicated and cost $10 million minimum. And we figured this was never going to happen.
Aaron Lansky, the Yiddish Book Center's founder, has traveled the world to rescue piles of Yiddish books. Since 1980, the center has become a repository for over a million. A fraction of them have been scanned into the digital library. 10 years ago, out of the blue, Lansky says, an email arrived from an engineer in France.
And he says, I am a computational linguist living in the French Pyrenees, and I have just invented Yiddish OCR, and I would like to donate it to you so you can make your book searchable.
That was the Joker program, and software engineer Asaf Urieli was offering it to the center.
And I said, I'd love to give you a demo of what it does, so we can see if we can maybe do a project together so that we can make this available to the world at large.
A world that largely doesn't know how many millions of people spoke in this thousand-year-old language. It was almost erased by Stalin and Hitler, and it didn't become the language of Israel or stay the language of many Jews migrating to the U.S. and Canada. Urieli grew up in South Africa, Ohio, and Israel, knowing nothing about Yiddish. When he was a young adult, he learned it was what his great-grandparents spoke and the generations before them. He began to study Yiddish and look into his family history, and he found some resources in the Yiddish Book Center's digital library.
Among other things, I was reading about the town where my grandmother was born, in Lithuania. And in Yiddish, it was Shavel. And I was thinking, oh, how nice it would be if I could actually perform a search among all their books to find all of the references to this town. And then I thought, well, why not?
Why not write the software? He figured it would take a summer.
And I hadn't made all that much progress after 3 months, but I suppose I couldn't abandon it either. The idea was too fascinating.
Once he got past some of the usual challenges of how software sees page positions and rows and the letters themselves, the Yiddish Book Center and other libraries began to build the program's dictionary of words and proper names. Urieli says he has no pretension he's written the best software, and he wasn't the only one trying to crack this nut.
My Yiddish pronunciation is Raphael. My English pronunciation is Raphael.
Last name, Finkel, a computer scientist at the University of Kentucky. Over the years, he's developed a different optical character recognition software for Yiddish that requires more human editing than Joker, which Finkel has tried, and he is impressed.
It is searchable in a very fast way, which is nice. It makes about the same rate of OCR mistake as mine does. It's the nature of the problem. Mistakes in understanding the text.
For instance, take the phrase, this bothers me. Here are two Yiddish dialects.
Es art mir or es art mich.
The first two letters of mir and mich, which mean me, are the same.
But the third letter is either a resh or a final chof.
And to humans and computers, those characters can look alike. No software is perfect, Finkel says. Joker is a great advance for Yiddish scholars, cultural anthropologists, families. It's built to get smarter over time through use and corrections. The Yiddish Book Center says it gets about 5 or 6 a day from a group of testers, Yiddish speakers, living around the world. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.